but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland State is playing a home football game at Providence Park Saturday, 2 o'clock. The Ducks, they're playing a Friday night game. The Beavers, they're out of town. You have no excuse if you want to see a college football game. It is Portland State hosting Montana. Montana is number 2 in the FCS poll. This is going to be a big football game for Montana. It's a big game for Portland State as well. There's a lot up in the air. Bruce Barnum's contract status. He's got 1 year left on his contract. It runs through the end of 2026. Barnum certainly up in the air. He's got a one-win football team. I wanted to talk to his athletic director, Matt Billings. I have been trying to get Billings to come on the show. The guy is gone into witness relocation. He has no interest. That's all I can take away. He has no interest in ever being on the show or having a platform or a connection with potential fans and donors. And so he's left it to his football coach, Bruce Barnum, and his president, Ann Cudd, to do all of the talking for him. I had a sit-down interview with Ann Cudd earlier today. I want you to hear the audio of it. I think it is fascinating. It starts with me asking her to make a pitch for people to show up at the game, and it ends abruptly as I ask a couple of times about the contract status and the job status for her football coach, Bruce Barnum. I want you to kind of sit and listen to this a couple of different ways. Listen to it from a fan or donor perspective. If you are considering supporting Portland State Athletics, do you gain confidence from hearing Ann Cudd, the president of Portland State, talk about athletics? And then secondarily, listen to it as if you are Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. You've played this impossible schedule this season. You've got your teeth kicked in. You are trying to win football games. Your scholarships are half scholarships. Your athletic department's funding, about $5 million a year, pales in comparison to the $8 or $9 million that the schools in your conference, at the top of your conference, are paying. You have no NIL collective. Good luck. Go out and win football games. I'm going to ask the president, you're going to hear me ask the president in this interview about the job security of Bruce Barnum. I want you to ask yourself, do you go into Saturday's game feeling as though you've got the support of your administration? Fair question. Without further ado, I will give you that interview. Here's my conversation with Ann Cudd, president, Portland State. Make a pitch for Portland State fans to get out to the game.
Oh, well, we have not played a game in Providence Park since 2018, and this is a true homecoming, a homecoming in every regard. We are excited. We've got a lot of good programming around the whole game. There's going to be a Viking fan fest. We're going to be honoring Mouse Davis, talk about a great legacy. You know, Portland is a creative, innovative, wonderful city. And Mouse Davis's, invention, well, or at least, real promotion of the run and shoot offense is just, that can't be beat. So there's that legacy. We're also giving away really cool scarves to the first 1,000 fans. It'll be family friendly. We'll have an alumni beer garden. And then we're playing the number 2 team in the FCS. So I know they're going to bring some fans. We're going to have, all of our suites are sold out, and we're going to have a good set of fans there. So I think it's going to be exciting. We just need the weather to hold out, and we'll be great.
Yeah, what you're really talking to now is kind of the walk-up fan who doesn't have plans. And again, there's no Oregon game. Oregon's playing on a Friday night. Oregon State is out of town. So it was very strategic. But is this something you want to do? I mean, do you want to play these games at Providence Park annually, or what is the sort of the strategy?
Yeah. So when I first came here, the first thing I sort of said to my athletic director at the time, John Johnson, I said, we need to play in Portland. we need to figure out how we can do that because we are Portland State. We're grateful for Hillsborough Stadium, you know, accommodating us, but we need to find a way to play in Portland. So we started talking about, you know, could we play a game in Providence Park or maybe a game every year in Providence Park? And could that be a kind of proof of concept of the ability of Portland to support Portland State Athletics and the Vikings? So that's the start of that. I'm really grateful to Heather Davis, CEO of the Timbers, for working with us to fit us into their schedule this year. And she and I have had discussions about, you know, the next couple of years of a game. But she's really open to anything that we really can make work. So we need fans. We need some backing from the city. We need backing from our donors. And I think we're starting off with a really good show.
It looks like, you know, you'll get a good Montana crowd. The football season has not been as exciting or productive as probably you'd hoped. Where are you at with, you know, this being maybe a last opportunity for some of these seniors and maybe a first and last opportunity for some of these seniors to play a game at Providence Park?
Yeah, no, I think it's really great for them. I think they're really excited about it. You know, I get to talk to the players every now and then, and they all seem to know me. They say hello on the park blocks when they see me. And, you know, they're a great bunch of kids. So I'm really pleased that we can do this with them. Hopefully this isn't the last time. You know, that's not in the plan. The plan is we have a great turnout and we do this year after year until we can find an even perhaps better place to play in Portland.
This is a big opportunity for people in the area to show up and support Portland State Athletics. And I've crowed for a long time about the Vikings needing to play inside that stadium. And your football coach has got 1 year left on his deal. Where are you with Bruce mm-hmm. Barnum? And you know, I get it. It's a really tough task for him to play the schedule he's playing, and the circumstances are difficult. Where are you with football right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really want to talk about personnel decisions before they've been made or talk about them, you know, with the press before we've decided what to do. But, you know, Matt has been evaluating the coaching staffs of all the different teams. He's already made some moves, as you alluded to. And we will, at the end of the season, evaluate where we're at with football and what we think we need to do to make this a really great experience for our students.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I look at the schedule, I don't know if Vince Lombardi could have won those first four games or so. I think it puts the program in a tough spot. You know, mm-hmm. scholarships within your league and funding within your league, your own league in the Big Sky, you know, mm-hmm. you're 10th or 11th when it comes to athletic department budget. The scholarships are half scholarships. Is that something that needs mm-hmm. to be looked at, or is that just kind of the reality of, you know, 2025 on, you know, on a campus like Portland State?
Yeah, no, I really do believe we need to raise our game in that way. I will also say that right now, in terms of institutional funding, we are near the top of the Big Sky. So in other words, what we're lacking is the donor and ticket sales revenue, right? And that comes from winning. And that comes from, you know, putting on a really good show. So, you know, we're in it to win it. We're in it to be competitive in the Big Sky so that our students have a great experience. And you're right, these guarantee games, they're killing us. And so we do want to, as we move forward, reduce the number of guarantee games where we're totally outmatched by FBS opponents. The FCS, being competitive in FCS is definitely within our possibility, and we need, you know, we do need donor support. But as we get better in all of our sports and start to raise our ticket revenue from all of the sports, I believe that we'll have the kind of investment dollars that we need.
Basketball. Go ahead.
Yeah. NIL is challenging.
Yeah.
It's created an arms race, especially when you add that to the unlimited transfer portal. I'm hoping that we'll get some congressional relief on that.
That's a good point with NIL dollars. I mean, you look at the Montana schools in Idaho and UC Davis, and you see, collectives that are coming in and really helping with roster retention and recruiting. It is a little bit of a chicken and an egg, though, when you talk about, hey, we need to... We need to fund, but you're kind of, the model right now has been set up to play these games that you can't win, and if you can't win, you're right, you're not going to draw the enthusiasm and the crowds that you can do. Besides scheduling strategy, which it looks like next year's schedule includes, a lightened load when it comes to those guarantee games. Besides that, institutional funding. Where can you do better? Where can you do better externally? Is, all these colleges are trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Well, we have a real legacy of football here, and we want to get the donors excited about that. I think that, one great step is bringing back Miles Davis to this game. I hope that really excites both his former players and others who, can hearken back to that great era. We've had a lot of great eras, actually, of Viking football. And hopefully people see this game as an investment in football and something that's lighting a spark. Everybody wants to, first of all, root for the underdog and then see the underdog actually win. So, we've got some hope there.
And I appreciate this. Appreciate you doing this. I think the one area where I'm going to push back a little bit is on, the contract status with Bruce Barnum. He's got one more year. I just don't know if anybody would have been successful given the circumstances. And you inherited this, so this is not on you. I think, you inherited sort of the trend. And I think there's been corrections in basketball already, but what can be done there in a football perspective? If you punt the decision on Barnum to one more year, does that buy you some time, or do you have to do something now to kind of change the tone in the room?
Yeah. I'm not going to comment any further on the coaching, the future of the coaching personnel.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I have to ask, right? I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
it's my job.
I got it.
Yeah, John. Unfortunately, we're pretty tight on time.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I got to run. I got to run. Appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm tight on time.
Hey, I appreciate all your support.
Yeah,
John.
I got to run too. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye bye. And there you heard it. There's my interview with Ann Cudd, the Portland State president. I think she wants to fashion herself as caring about sports, and I like that. She's more tuned in than her predecessors. And I meant what I said, that she inherited part of the problem at Portland State. There is a systemic issue there that Portland State's got to figure out what it wants to be from an athletic department standpoint, and it must figure that out before it decides, I think, even, is Bruce Barnum the coach next season? Is it somebody else's turn? Barnum, if he hears that interview, probably is going to walk away going, holy hell, I got to win this game on Saturday against Montana. Or maybe sounds like they may even have their mind made up, even though they didn't say they had their mind made up. It has been a really tough season. The resources are a factor. The president at Portland State saying, hey, look, your football program's getting all kinds of internal support. But the real issue for Portland State is an external issue. And it has been part of my ongoing frustration with Matt Billings, the athletic director at Portland State, who got hired and then disappeared. He went into hiding, went into witness relocation. He's not been on this show. He's the only athletic director in the history since I have been here who has not taken the platform and the opportunity to come on this show. I am told that he has not been a frequent, visible, external athletic director at fundraising events. He is not going to the Sport Oregon board meetings. It doesn't seem interested in the external part of the job. And it's just baffling to me that you know, they are, you know, basically closing the office door at Portland State in the athletic department and leaving the football program out there to kind of do the only messaging and basketball program to do the only messaging. There's a lot of positive things going on at Portland State. I do encourage people to go out to the game and support the football team. I mean, I think Portland State's administration certainly is looking at the attendance figures that they will get or not get on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Providence Park, and probably going to form a big part of the picture moving forward as far as whether or not, you know, they play more games there. They're going to take away the attendance figures from Saturday and go, okay, is the juice worth the squeeze? This is a one-win football team. There's no way around that. And Bruce Barnum's team has an opportunity against Montana on Saturday to prove that, you know, it's playing for its coach. We'll see. We'll see what the Vikings do. It's the number two team in the FCS polls. This goes, you know, if you look up and down the top 10, I think they played five or six of the top 10 teams in the FCS. And they played, obviously, the payday games against schools like Tarleton State and BYU. And I think it's been a really tough go of things for Bruce Barnum and the Vikings this season. You know where I stand on that. He's got 1 year remaining on his deal. But I think if Bruce Barnum listens to that interview, you know, Ann Cudd, the president at Portland State, had every opportunity there to come out and be like, hey, I'm supporting my coach. Hey, we're standing by him. Hey, we recognize that the circumstances are impossible. She didn't say that. You know, I think if I'm Bruce Barnum, I'm feeling like I have to go out and win these last two games. And even then, it may be decided. Our 5 at 5 is coming up. And by the way, is there anything like more obnoxious than saying, I've got to run, I'm so busy? I don't know. I used to tell people, oh, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I'm so busy. And then I realized how that sounds to other people out there. Oh, I'm so busy, I got to go. That's why at the end of that interview, as they're going, hey, we're short on time, you can hear her PR person, you know, coming in, hey, we're short on time because I'm asking what repeatedly about the coach's contract. I can see the hand signals going on behind the scenes, like cut this thing off. I love that. I'm like, hey, I know I'm busy. I'm busy. I got a timeline to keep. And I do. I have a timeline to keep because the 5 at 5 is coming up next. Leave it here. You have the bald-faced truth. I'm here for you. Nobody else.